Hello and welcome to FUMS Fitness Tips, a podcast where we discuss all things fitness, including the benefits and challenges one might face on a fitness journey and how to overcome them. My name is Fumi Johnson and I am your host. It's the most wonderful time of the year! Season's greetings to you all, my lovely FUMS Fitness friends. Thank you for joining me for the very last 2021 episode of FUMS Fitness Tips. I certainly had no idea at the start of 2021 that I would create a podcast, let alone be on my second season. Honestly, very humbling for me, and I am full of gratitude to each and every one of you for your continued support. It means the world to me. Can you tell I'm a Christmas person? Don't you dare press pause if you're not, okay? Stay with me. I enjoy this festive season because I feed off people's positive energy, and this time of the year tends to bring out kindness, warmth, and generosity out in people, and I am here for all of that. On today's episode, we are discussing fitness and the festivities. What is your general attitude to fitness at this time of the year? Are you business as usual, gains, gains, gains every day? Or are you more like, forget fitness till the next year, I'm going to eat, enjoy myself and resume in the new year? Don't panic, I'm not here to tell you not to eat and be merry. I'm also not here to tell you not to train if that's what you like. There's no right answer really. I'm actually bang in the middle of both. Fitness is like brushing my teeth, it's part of my routine and I enjoy it. Training is not a chore, so I will most likely be active in one way or another during the season, but I'm also going to enjoy myself and be merry. It's been a tough almost 2 years for everyone worldwide since the pandemic hit, so I will also say to you, enjoy yourselves, do whatever makes you happy. If that is getting a quick HIIT workout in, a weighted session or yoga, then do just that. If being happy is choosing not to train for a few days and just be merry, that's okay too. Now, it wouldn't be a FUMS Fitness Tips episode if I didn't leave you with a tip or two. So I'm going to direct my focus to food during the festive season. Food, sweets, chocolates and drinks are usually in abundance during this time of the year. And depending on your relationship with food, it can be a trigger for you to slip into unhealthy habits such as overeating or undereating. For a lot of people, eating is emotional. We eat when we're happy, sad, celebrating, and all other emotions you can think of. The festive season can bring out a lot of emotions from us, which leads us to reach out to food as the answer. Here are some tips on how to enjoy food and the holiday season. Tip number one, remove guilt from food. Food is there to nourish our bodies and should be enjoyed, so you should never feel guilty for wanting to eat anything. You should allow yourself to enjoy whatever food you desire within reason. You should also not feel obliged to eat something you've been offered if you don't enjoy it. Tip number two, share your health goals. Food is often offered during this season as a sign of care and affection. Telling your friends and loved ones that you're making healthier food choices could help reduce the temptation to overindulge. They might even help support you by offering healthier alternatives that are in line with your fitness goals. Tip number three, take it one meal or snack at a time. Okay, so you overdid it at Christmas lunch and heaped your plate to the ceiling and now you literally cannot move. That's okay, that was one huge meal, yes, but it takes more than one meal to ruin months of progress. Relax, don't panic, don't skip the next meal or punish yourself the next day by undereating. Just apply a little moderation with your portion sizes next time. Take it one meal or one snack at a time. Tip number four, don't forget to enjoy yourself. Yes, it's great to be mindful and aim to stay on track, but as much as possible, just loosen up and enjoy yourself. This season is no longer than a week. we'll all be back to business as usual soon enough. So relax, be merry, and have the most wonderful time with your friends and family. All right, it's that time in the show where I want to get you moving a little. Therefore, there is no better time than the present to introduce the super fun, entertaining, and active part of the show. You know what's coming. It's Exercise of the Week. Woohoo! In this segment, I pick an exercise, briefly discuss it, and suggest that you do this exercise at least twice before our next episode. Without further ado, the exercise of the week for this festive episode is, drumroll! An outdoor walk. Today's exercise of the week is one of the most overlooked and underrated forms of exercise. Walking is simple, free, and one of the easiest ways to get more active, lose weight, and become healthier. Walking briskly can help build stamina, burn excess calories, and make your heart healthier. During the festive season, it can get a little manic with parties, spending time with family, so there's little or no time to get active. So why not create a small window for yourself and go for a walk? You could go solo or you could go with family. If you cannot find time for a walk, how about incorporating it into your routine by making small changes, such as taking the stairs instead of the lift, walking to the shops, or leaving the car behind for short journeys. All those little steps all adds up to a fitter and healthier you, even in the festive season and beyond. So get moving, go for that walk, get some fresh air, and stay active. You won't regret it. Thank you all so much for taking a moment out of your day to download and listen to my podcast. I appreciate all my amazing FUMS fitness friends wherever you're listening worldwide. Please subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Leave a comment and share this with your friends and families via word of mouth and on your social media platforms. Tell everyone about FUMS fitness tips. It's always great to hear feedback on how you found today's episode, and you can do this by leaving me a voice message on the podcast. I know! How cool is that, right? Don't be shy, leave me a message, tell me where you're listening from, tell me if you've done the exercise of the week, I want to know. The link to leave a voice message is in the podcast description box wherever you listen to FUMS fitness tips. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a review. You could also comment on my Instagram fitness page at FUMS fitness and tag me in your stories. That really helps get more people to see and learn more about the podcast. Thank you in advance for doing this. You can also find me on my website, www.fumsfitness.com. See you in 2 weeks for another episode of FUMS Fitness Tips Podcast. Bye!